My name is Nicolas Guin. I'm from Belgium. The name of my agency is Frenos. In fact, I'm the initiator of Committee for Europe. My company is active in the government communication sector. We are working for the European institutions and other international organizations for more than a decade now. And I realized that the expectation from the clients and the needs also to better reach the European citizens are evolving quite fast. And for a matter of size of my company, working capabilities, turnover capacity, et cetera, I reflect that it would be nice to create a kind of permanent consortium. And this is where the idea of creating an EEIG, which is a strange acronym for European Economic Interest Grouping. And we have incorporated Committee for Europe already 4 years ago now. But as I was just mentioning, the context is evolving quite fast. It's due to external factors. First, the political context, the crisis that we have all lived in the past years, meaning COVID, financial crisis, and now the war in Ukraine. It's forced the institutions, mainly the European institutions also, to better communicate the meaning of this project, the interest for the citizens for this project, and to reach out also to many more citizens than it was the case in the past, taking into consideration and into account the language also that they speak. So this is for me a kind of major trend. More and more the campaigns are being implemented in the countries, in the regions, in the languages of the people. I think that the advantages of Committee for Europe and the assets that we have is this true European spirit. In fact, Committee for Europe is built in mirror of the history of the European Union. We are a group of entrepreneurs, kind of pioneers somehow, and who decided to join forces to offer another way of thinking, working, and communicating for the European institution towards the citizens. This is, I think, a kind of small piece, a small piece of the spirit of the European construction so far. We use the same tools, the same channels, the same techniques than for marketing communication agency, for instance, with this substantial difference that we are not selling products. We are communicating about ideas, about projects, about ambition, and about political messages, which is something different. And we have to use the same channels and tools in a kind of with another approach, and trying to, as it is the case when you have to sell a product, trying to talk to the heart and the minds of our fellow Europeans, which is not easy. And the second challenge is that the market in terms of population is quite huge. We are more than 450 million inhabitants speaking different languages. And voilà, and this is where it's with budget limitation that we have. We know that we have an obligation of means. We cannot have an obligation of results, because it's difficult to measure a result when you communicate messages or project outcomes. It's difficult to measure. You cannot look at the selling list of your products. You see what I mean? So the effects of a good communication campaigns, you can measure them on the long run. It depends if we have some if we are lucky, we are putting our forces or intelligence and also our resources to try to win new contracts. And the released tenders, they have very huge budget. So if we are lucky, because we need a bit of luck to win, we can expect a very fast and strong growth in the next 2 years. So it's a likely scenario that we could multiply our turnover by 4 or 5 within 2 years. Preparing a response for a European tender is something very tough. It's difficult. It requires very specific resources. It's something very, very different to prepare an offer and then to implement a contract. So we have invested in a new business development unit, very specialized in EU tendering procedure. And we hope that we will benefit sooner or later from exciting results. Last word for the audience. I have to say that I'm very proud personally and also enthusiastic by this Community for Europe endeavor. It's bringing something kind of added value on a human perspective. We can say that we have not only business partners across Europe, we have also friends across Europe. And this is a kind of symbol of what the EU is somehow. Thank you.
Cut. Und wer hat's produziert? Das Pod, deine Podcast-Agentur.